Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So this is, I think I've told this story before, but I go to the impound lot, the one under I-5, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of down near Vula's Cafe, if you guys know where that is. The old Northlake Pizza location. Yeah. So I go to the impound lot there, and there's a woman. I'm the only person who walks in, all right? I walk in, and the woman basically shuts the window. She's like, I'll be right with you. This is my break time. And I'm like, okay. So I go sit in the chair and I start walking out. She's like, sir, you can't go into the lot yet. And I'm like, all right, I just want to see the condition of the damn thing.
So it's just you sitting in the
impound. It's me by myself.
And her.
I look over, she's eating a sandwich.
She's
on her phone. It's a break. She's eating a sandwich. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I watch her finish the sandwich. Then I realize she's only finished half the sandwich. She got another half sandwich.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. So then she picks up the other half. It's like a Subway footlong. I'm like, oh my God, you got another half sandwich to eat. I'm like, this is driving me nuts. I just want to go.
How long are you sitting in here? She's eating.
25 minutes. So I'm assuming the lunch was a half an hour. But she's the only person there. So finally, just like, you know, I feel like I was in Baltimore at the DMV. Window opens back up. Next.
What do you mean next? I'm the only person here.
Next. Really, woman?
Come on, man.
Next. Next. So I go out there and wear my... I used to have like a back carrier that was complete, but that was locked. So they couldn't get into that thing.
Yeah.
But they ripped that off and replaced it with a milk crate with a what are those little cords?
Bungee cords?
Bungee cords.
I like that they felt like they needed to replace it.
Oh, yeah. They get themselves a new one. So it looks like you could put like a chicken in it or whatever, right? So obviously the ignition has completely been punched out. And there is one of those like 1-inch to 2-inch little mini screwdrivers. They've been jammed in. That's the key now, right? So I have my spare key on me or my key.
You don't need it, do you?
I don't need that. But they also fried the motor because they did not know that that engine was a 2-stroke engine.
All right.
So they were only putting gas into the gas tank.
Ugh.
And basically, I had a scooter that was more like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You needed to mix the oil and mix the gas together in the gas tank. So 2-stroke engine.
Yeah.
So they did not know that. And that thing puttered along for however long.
Why didn't you leave the instruction manual with your scooter on the off chance that someone steals it?
I just couldn't believe the genius that stole this to not recognize that. You know, based on the fact that when you open up the thing and look at it, it clearly says, this is a 2-stroke engine.
You can strip out the ignition and start it with a screwdriver, but you can't tell that it's a 2-stroke engine.
You can't tell that you need to put a little oil. And I also had oil underneath the seat. So that when I went, I could, you know, mix it myself when I was at the gas station. But when I saw that scooter, I swear to you, I almost cried. Because I was just like, you sons of bitches.
You destroyed my boy.
This is my guy. This is the guy. I could park anywhere. You know what I mean?
I could park anywhere.
Now I'm back on the bus, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with being on the bus. We have a wonderful bus system around the area.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was just like, God, man, come on.
So what do? You just leave it there or?
Well, yeah, because at that point in time, it was worthless. So I just like, yeah, you guys take care of it.
Right, trying to fix it, you could just buy a new one.
Mm. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. So the one thing I did was I took the license plate off of it. Got whatever paperwork was left out of it. Just took all that crap, went home, whatever. Sat for about a week. Then I went and bought like a real scooter.
Yeah.
So I bought a bigger scooter after that, which was it's a nice scooter.
But it wasn't your guy.
It wasn't my man. And I just felt, I don't know, I felt so violated. Like, what they done with that? Because I even washed that thing every once in a while. Like, I took care of it.
Is it worse that they kind of redid it after they stole it, or is it worse that it was stolen?
Both.
You know what I mean?
Both. I mean, the fact that it looked like, I mean, seriously, it looked like, I don't know. It looks like they were hauling chickens or something.
Right.
It really looked like that thing where it's like, where have you traveled in the world? What third country?
We took it to Singapore.
What third country have you been in?
Right.
You know, what were you hauling in this? A pig? You know, like it kind of has that look to it. I'm just like, man, and a fender was all messed up. I'm like, you even laid this thing down. You asses. Like, come on. I mean, but I really wanted to repair it. So I called the people that I bought it from And they're no longer in the area, but they were they used to be down at Sean Kemp's dispensary.
Yep, I know
down
exactly
by the
where
Teeny
yeah.
Pigs or what the hell? Yeah, yeah. The cigar bar down there that used to be back in the day. So I called them. I'm like, look, this is the condition. They're like, they don't make that scooter anymore. We can't get parts.
Of course.
So based on the fact that it was like a Korean scooter company that had gone out of business, or maybe they don't ship to the U.S. anymore, but they ship everywhere else, there was no equivalent parts to be able to fix any of that bike. So I'm just like, man,
come on,
this sucks. So that I did buy a Yamaha because I figured Yamaha ain't going out of business.
Yeah. Right.
So at least when I bought the second one.
I had a Yamaha scooter. That thing was great.
It is great.
But it wasn't his boy, Ted.
It was my boy.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, you know, like when your dog dies and then you buy the same breed of dog again.
Yeah.
But then that dog sucks.
I know, nothing about that.
It's like you think they're going to be the same, but they're idiots.
But they're not.
Whatever, it's a cat, whatever. Like,
not at all.
Oh, all Himalayans are the same. No, they're not. So you try to replicate that. It's not that the bike isn't nicer. It's just not my bike.
It's not right. It's
I
not the
own
bike
the
you
bike,
want.
But it's just not the one that I was the bike. Yeah. That was my, so now I got to go get a freaking motorcycle license. Yeah, I got to pay insurance and crap.
No, like, but you're right. There's certain things. It doesn't have to be the best. Like, I have this acoustic bass, right? And Joe Dredd, he cannot help but comment on it when he sees it, right? Because it's just this tiny thing. It's beat to hell. It's not worth anything other than to me. But to your point, if someone stole it, and trust me, I would get a much better, higher quality acoustic bass. It would sound better. It would probably play better. Everything you could possibly want. But in the back of my head the whole time, I'd be like, but this isn't my bass. Like, I own this bass, but this isn't like
this is,
my
this
bass.
This is a replacement
for
what,
the one I love.
For what was
that's
mine.
What the, this is a rebound. Right. This is rebound sex, man.
Yeah.
I don't really want to have any kind of like long-lasting relationship with you. I just need you right now because I got a gig. That's basically what it would be like. I'm going to F you because we're playing a show and you're cute and there's really nothing wrong with you. You're just not the one I love because the one I love has been stolen. And in that case, kidnapped. That's the way it feels, man.
Feels really like that. You remember the movie The Natural?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a big scene when he breaks Wonder Boy's bat.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Looking at that scooter the same way.
I swear to God, man. You know how, like, I was almost like a 5-year-old that was so frustrated.
Looking at your broken toy.
And so mad that I couldn't get ice cream.
Right.
That I didn't know whether to scream or whether to cry or whether to take a nap. You know, like,
hey, but guess what? The lady at the Impala, she didn't carry the way.
It was like I was hangry, I was mad.
Did she offer you
a
Snickers?
I was sad. Hell no. She
Here you go, sir. Have a Snickers.
She was in there munching on her footlong.
What kind of footlong was it?
I don't know, but I couldn't believe it was a footlong. Because I was like, man, because I watched her finish the 6-incher, right?
I feel like a footlong at lunch is aggressive.
It was. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
And I don't know why. You're right. That's just my rule.
You wrap the back 6 up and you take that home. Maybe you snack on it later after you get
home. I'll eat a footlong for dinner, but I just feel like for lunch, footlong?
I'll eat half my sandwich today.
So I watched her finish it. I'm serious because I'm watching. I'm like, how long am I going to have to sit in here? And she takes the last bike. And I'm like, all right. And then she puts her hand in the bag for chips. I'm like,
oh, my God.
We're close. We are close. Takes a sip of the drink. Next thing I know, she got another 6 inches in her hands. I'm just like, mother, you're eating a 12-incher for lunch? And that took another 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just like she's
not
said,
a care in the world.
Next.
Next.
Me next.
I'm like, is that me? Am I next?
She should have made you take a number.
Yeah.
Because if you're the only one in there, you're number 3.
Yeah.
We're the 1 and 2.
That is
don't worry about it.
Those places, anything involving your automobile.
Or
we don't give an F places of the world.
Well, the impound, They take it because if your car is an impound, you're already coming in not happy.
Clearly.
They know that, right? So I think it's just they just get so jaded because all you deal with is people that are already pissed off and want their stuff back ASAP. Right.
But they're at least the woman here wasn't mean. She's just clearly lazy. She's slacking. She's going to take her time. I want my buddy Tony, man, to an impound lot in Baltimore. It's a much different experience. It's just as soon as you walk in, right, there's already people yelling. So she's dealing, and I don't know what these guys' deal is, right? Like you said, it's an impound lot, so nothing good has happened. But like,
right,
she's
nothing good's happened.
And they're
to your
screaming
car.
At each other, but the way things roll there, like, you can openly scream at a customer, and it doesn't seem odd, right?
You're not going to get a bad Yelp review.
You're not. This is just how
this is business.
People are communicating, and she disagreed with their stance on whatever. So as they're going back and forth, right, and we're kind of listening, we're mildly amused, but Tony is a very impatient individual, so he just pipes up with the, how long do you think this is going to take? And I cannot say her exact quote, but something along the lines of, don't start with me, N-bomb. I will get to you when I'm done with these folks. Now, we're customers. That is what she said. And so we sat down quietly because we knew, like, she will jump over this counter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And she was a white woman.
And beat your ass. Made it even worse.
She's a white woman. Jesus.
But we took, my son wanted to get some kind of pair of Under Armour tennis shoes, right? So we fly back to Baltimore, and I said, listen, man, they have an Under Armour flagship store there. So my wife and I just said, listen, people here, they act a lot different than they do in Seattle, man. So just be prepared for that. And in whatever capacity it's going to be, right? He's like, yeah, all right. And people are generally cool, but we go to the store. He finds the pair he wants. They find the right size, and this is older black ladies waiting on them, right? So finally, she's like, all right, darling, we got your size. What color shoes do you want? He said, I really want the white ones. How old are you, boy? He's like, I am 9. I ain't selling you white shoes. He looks at me. I just shrug. I'm like, look, bro, it's between you and her. So he's like, well, those are the ones I want. Like, that's why I'm here. Boy, do you have your own money? Who's paying for these? And he points at me. My dad said he'd get me the pair. Said, okay, well, you're 9 years old. I got grandbabies. You know what you're going to do? You're going to make those shoes dirty, then your daddy wasted his money. That's what you're telling me. I will sell you this pair of shoes, but I ain't selling them to you in white. That was the end of the conversation. So we got a pair of black Under Armour shoes. She went, yep. There was no chance. She's like, I'm not selling your young ass white shoes unless it is your own money. All you're going to do is outgrow them, get them dirty, and your dad, you got a job, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I got a job. Okay, so your daddy's working hard, and you're going to get your shoes dirty. I ain't selling you white shoes. Pick another color. I mean, he's like,
have a nice day.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Marvin.
And she was
mom,
sweet at the end.
She ran sold all the football shirts at DeMatha. My uncle went to Carroll. He hates DeMatha. He said, Teddy, you're playing there. Get me a shirt. He's a fit dude. Miss Brown said, I need a medium football shirt. Tiny, ain't no grown man wearing a medium. I'll give you a large. He gets it. He's like, I'm swimming in it. I said, Phil, I tried.
Right,
she would not sell me a medium in a bed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.